Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 45 of Preparing for the Inevitable, a podcast on how to handle trouble, tribulation, suffering, pain, and death. I am your host, Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International. This podcast will help you get ready to face the inevitable unpleasant things that will happen in your life. Things such as trouble, suffering, sickness, and death. The death of people you love and your own death. For deathbeds are coming. Trouble, suffering, and death are common threads that run throughout all of humanity. They are inescapable. You will never meet a person who has not, is not, or will not experience these terribly painful things in life. Yet we attempt to hide from these inevitabilities. We attempt to run from them, to pretend they don't exist, or that they won't happen to us. Some of us try to put these things out of our minds. Our world is filled with news of people dying, more so now than when I started this podcast. Children suffering, entire government systems and organizations enduring tribulation and turmoil. But we tend to see these as things that only happen to other people. And I'm here to tell you, they will happen to you. Trouble, suffering, and death come equally to all people of all races, from every socioeconomic status, of every religion, in every country of the world. It makes us all very equal. This podcast will show you how to accept these realities of life and not just cope with them, but face trouble, suffering, pain, and death in your own life and in the world with confidence, courage, class, and most of all, with faith, hope, and charity. Now, I have been gone for a while, and because I have been preaching the gospel for nearly 2,000 days, almost straight. And I thank God for you and your patience in allowing me to do that. What I'm actually doing is trying to prepare people for the inevitable, because we're all going to die, and we need to be ready to die by putting our faith and trust in Christ. The Holy Bible says in Romans 6, 8 through 10, this is our preparing for the inevitable Bible passage. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him, for in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. The featured quote for this episode is from, surprisingly, Steve Jobs. He said, "No one wants to die. Even people who want to go to heaven don't want to die to get there. And yet death is the destination we all share. No one has ever escaped it. and that is how it should be, because death is very likely the single best invention of life. It's life's change agent. It clears out the old to make way for the new. Our preparing for the inevitable topic for today is titled A Model Funeral Home, Part 1, from the book The Art of Dying, Living Fully into the Life to Come by Rob Mall. While these trends are lamentable, funerals are best done within the context of a church community. Thankfully, many funeral directors do offer needed ministry. For a year, I worked at Hultgren Funeral Home in Wheaton, Illinois. I assisted during visitations and funeral services, and I saw how funeral directors are able to work closely with families and help them express their grief in meaningful ways. Hultgren's funeral directors were all seminary graduates who, after working as pastors, found they were called to practice their ministry at the funeral home. They were glad to pray with families and suggest passages that could be read. They loved to work alongside churches. Because they believed strongly in working with churches, Hultgren offered a special service to arrange funerals to be done at a church. And since they didn't need to use their own facility, they provided a lower rate and were glad to pay second fiddle, or rather play second fiddle, to the pastor. While he directed the funeral service, Hultgren was happy to provide arrangements, make phone calls, and print bulletins. Dear friends, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue this topic in our next podcast. Let's pray. Holy Father God, prepare us, Lord, for good days and bad days. Prepare us, Lord, for celebrations and tragedies. Prepare us, Lord, for weddings and funerals. Prepare us, Lord, for life and death. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, please understand that after you die, you will be ushered into one of two places to spend eternity, heaven or hell. Here's how you can be sure that you will not go to hell and suffer eternal damnation forever, and rather have a home in heaven when you die. The Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou you shalt be saved. Here's how you can be saved from sin and hell and have a home in heaven when you die, in more detail. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, for there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In fact, I am the chief of sinners, so don't think that you're alone. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Fourth, accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states in Ephesians 2:8-9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Fifth, accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." With these truths in mind, dear friend, please believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul this very moment, and he will. The Bible states in the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 9 and 13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you're willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again on the third day. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul from sin and hell and change my life today and forever. Amen. Beloved, if you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose again from the dead, allow me to say congratulations on trusting the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. You have indeed done the most important thing in life, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read what to do after you enter through the door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." Remember, dear friend, believe by faith, share the faith, and keep the faith. God bless you.